All right, everybody. Ready to dive into some seriously cool strategies for building habits that stick? We're talking 10 actionable insights, and trust me, this is going
to
be good.
Love that actionable, because who wants to be bogged down with theory, right? We're all about practical tips you can use right away.
Exactly. And whether you're striving for success, you know, crushing those goals, or just looking for ways to feel more balanced and in control, it all comes down to habits.
It really does. It's that old saying, you are what you repeatedly do.
So true. Which is why this first insight really got my attention. Start small. Like smaller than you think.
Ah, yes. The power of tiny habits. 2 minutes a day. Just 2 minutes. Can you believe it?
2 minutes. Seriously. I mean, who doesn't have 2 minutes? But how can such a small amount of time actually make a difference?
Okay, so get this. It's all about this fascinating little thing called the Zeigarnik effect. Our brains, they hate unfinished business. Those tiny habits, they create this sense of momentum like, hey, I started something, might as well finish it.
It's like tricking your brain into wanting more.
Exactly. And those tiny wins, they build up over time. If you start feeling more confident, more motivated.
Okay, so small changes, big impact. I like it. It's like that next insight habit stacking, right? Where you're basically piggybacking a new habit onto an existing one.
Exactly. It's all about tapping into those natural brain patterns we already have.
Like, I don't know about you, but I brush my teeth every day, hopefully twice. So maybe I tack on, I don't know, 2 minutes of stretching afterward. What about you? What's a habit you do without even thinking about it? Could you stack something new onto that? Such a smart strategy. And it works because our brains are wired for patterns. The more we can tap into those existing neural pathways, the easier it is to make those new habits stick.
It's like you're giving your brain a shortcut.
Exactly.
And speaking of shortcuts, this next insight made me laugh out loud because it is so true. Design your environment. Out of sight, out of mind, am I right?
100%. If you're trying to, let's say, eat healthier, right? And you've got that big bowl of fruit sitting out on the counter.
Instead of hidden in the crisper drawer.
Exactly. You are way more likely to grab an apple if it's staring you in the face.
It's all about making the desired behavior the easiest behavior. Now, something I struggle with, slip-ups. They happen. We're human, right? But that's where the two-day rule comes in.
So important, because those slip-ups, they can send us into that negative self-talk spiral. We miss one workout and suddenly it's like, game over, I failed. But missing once is an accident. Missing twice, that's where we need to be mindful.
I've also heard it as missing once is an accident, missing twice is a choice.
I love that. It's about breaking those patterns of self-sabotage and focusing on that long-term consistency.
Okay, so we've got starting small, habit stacking, setting ourselves up for success by being mindful of our environment, and embracing the two-day rule.
Oh.
And we can't forget about tracking progress. I'm a huge fan of checklists. I love visually seeing those wins.
Visual reminders are so powerful. And this is also where self-compassion comes in. We talked about those slip-ups, right? If you have a setback, it doesn't define you. So important. You know what else has been really eye-opening for me? This idea of identity-based habits. It's not just about wanting to do something. It's about being that person.
It's a total game changer.
Yeah.
It's not, I want to write more. It's, I am a writer.
Exactly. And that subtle shift, huge impact.
It makes it so much easier to stay consistent.
And speaking of consistency, how do we make those identity-based habits stick? Cue the implementation intentions. We're getting super specific about when and where you'll actually do the habit.
Right. Like, when I finish my morning coffee, I'll meditate for 10 minutes in my office. Specific, actionable, boom. No more decision fatigue.
Love it. And while we're at it, let's not forget to celebrate those wins along the way.
Yes. Even if it's just a mental high five, those celebrations, they reinforce the positive behavior. And then finally, once you've got those new habits in place, it's all about those regular check-ins, the habit audit.
Because life changes. Goals evolve. We have to make sure our habits are still serving us.
Exactly.
So much good stuff here today. Which of these insights resonated most with you? I'm really curious to know. Let us know.
And remember, even the smallest changes applied consistently over time can lead to truly remarkable results. You've got this.